From NPR News in Washington, I'm Shay Stevens. Secretary of State Hillary Clinton is in Brussels for a meeting of NATO foreign ministers. The meeting will focus on President Obama's new war strategy for Afghanistan. Terry Schultz reports.
Although the two-day foreign ministers' meeting is not officially designed to elicit new troop contributions for Afghanistan, Clinton clearly hopes to hear of some. NATO itself is officially in the lead in the eight-year conflict in Afghanistan, but it's always fallen to the Americans to press for more resources. NATO Secretary General Anders Fogh Rasmussen has been a strong advocate as well, pursuing intense personal consultations with member governments in anticipation of Mr. Obama's appeal for thousands more soldiers from NATO and other partners.
At this very important moment, NATO must demonstrate its unity and strength once again. This is our fight together. We must finish it together.
Rasmussen says the U.S. can count on at least 5,000 reinforcements and possibly more, but there are significant holdouts, including France and Germany. For NPR News, I'm Terry Schultz in Brussels.
Federal Reserve Chairman Ben Bernanke was on Capitol Hill Thursday making a case for a second term as head of the nation's central bank. Bernanke told the Senate Banking Committee that the Fed was instrumental in preventing the financial crisis from getting even worse.
The Federal Reserve's actions have contributed substantially to the significant improvement in financial conditions and to what now appear to be the beginnings of a turnaround in both the U.S. and foreign economies.
Bernanke's confirmation does not appear to be in doubt, but he faced criticism of how the Fed handled the crisis. Some lawmakers talked about taxpayer bailouts of large Wall Street financial firms and what they see as lax regulation of banks and lenders. President Obama lit the national Christmas tree Thursday, carrying on a tradition that began during the Coolidge administration. NPR's Scott Horsley has more.
An all-star lineup joined President Obama and his family, including saxophonist Joshua Redman, American Idol Jordan Sparks, and Grammy winner Sheryl Crow. But the brightest star belonged to a towering blue spruce. The tree lit up on cue when Mr. Obama and his daughters touched a button.
3, 2, 1...
The president said while the tree is a symbol of Christianity, it also reflects universal lessons and a season of brotherhood and generosity shared by all Americans. He added thoughts and prayers for U.S. service members who will be spending this holiday far from home. Scott Horsley, NPR News, The White House.
On Wall Street, the Dow Industrials fell 86 points to close at 10,366. The Nasdaq Composite Index was down 11 points. This is NPR News. The U.S. Senate has voted to keep significant Medicare cuts in the health care overhaul bill, breaking a logjam in the legislation. Republicans, including Senator John McCain, who introduced the amendment, say the cuts will result in some seniors losing benefits. But Democrats say the cuts will keep the Medicare program solvent, and there is no evidence that benefits will be lost. If the amendment to remove the cuts had been approved, the health care bill would have been sent back to the Finance Committee. Reports from Guinea say there has been an armed attack on the military leader of the West African nation. There are unconfirmed reports that he was wounded. NPR's Ophabia Quist-Arkton reports.
The latest information from the capital, Conakry, points to a renegade faction of the Presidential Guard opening fire on Guinea's junta leader, Captain Moussa Dadis Camara. The communications minister, Idrissa Sherif, said Camara was shot at by the head of the Presidential Guard, adding that he remained the president and was in good health. Military helicopters flew over Conakry and sporadic shooting could be heard downtown. The incident is testament to rifts within the army and deep divisions within the military leadership, which seized power in a coup almost a year ago, hours after the death of Guinea's veteran president. The UN is currently investigating a military-led massacre of pro-democracy demonstrators at a peaceful rally on September 28th. Ophabia Quist-Arkton, NPR News, Dakar.
Again in stocks, the Dow Jones Industrials down 86 points at 10,366. The Nasdaq lost 11 points to close at 2,173. The S&P was down 9 points. I'm Shay Stevens, NPR News, from Washington.